You are listening to the official Hitchdives in Cape Town podcast, episode 13.
Lucky 13.
Unlucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Anyway.
We climbed a mountain.
So,
like, we were, Robin and I were talking before this. We were like, what do we do this week? Because it was a pretty boring week all around, but turned around a lot, I guess, this weekend.
Okay, wait, pause. It wasn't boring. It was just, it wasn't boring for us. It was just boring by podcasting standards.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
Right? Like,
yeah.
We stayed in and, you know, snuggled and watched a season and a half of Buffy.
Which is awesome.
And it was a fine, perfectly fine week. We just didn't do anything podcast worthy.
We didn't do anything, yeah. So we can't put up any fake Facebook photos of us, like, smiling at this, like, really cool party and stuff. Because there's nothing like that. Because, like, everyone Facebooks now and everyone's lives are really awesome on the internet.
Everyone's lives seem more awesome on the internet.
That's true. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, we can't even pretend. And we don't have any evidence of any of that.
Well, let's just lie. I mean, let's just say on this podcast, oh, we went to so many parties. Oh my
god.
Oh
my god, it was so cool.
This one party, they had a suckling pig and hula dancers. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it was really funny, Robin and I, because we were the most popular people at the party.
Obviously.
We got into a sword fight. With the two swords that were in the suckling pig, and, like, everyone thought it was awesome, and we were, like, sword fighting,
I did, like, first on... blood, so,
yeah, she did,
I
she
win.
Did, and it was really cool, because, this part was, it was really unique, because, we were fighting on a frozen pool, so it was at a really rich house,
because it's winter here,
yeah, but it was at a really rich house, this big mansion, and, they had a frozen pool where people were ice skating or sword fighting. So Robin drew first blood.
Winning the sword fighting match. So that was one of the parties that we went to.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And then that other party, it had that, like, crazy, like, Baroque theme, and it was fancy dress party, as they say in British English, so everybody was in costumes.
Yeah, flying buttresses.
Colin had the powdered wig.
Flying buttresses were all over the place.
It was in a building with a lot of flying buttresses, yeah. And, like, Mozart, like, remix, like, so we could all do, like, breakdancing to remix Mozart. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool. And since Robin has been dabbling in DJing, they let
her
do it.
I've gotten pretty good at scratching, I gotta say.
Yeah, and so they let her do it. And then the DJ himself, someone named Girl Talk, I don't know if you've heard of him. Girl Talk was like, I am giving this up, and you can be the new Girl Talk.
Okay, well, I call him Greg.
Well, I don't, because I was too embarrassed to
Greg
talk to
and
him.
I are like this. I'm crossing my fingers. Yeah. I'm making an R in the American Sign Language alphabet. And Greg was like, listen, girl, you can talk.
Yeah.
I can talk with turntables. Okay.
We climbed a mountain.
So yes, in real life, we actually climbed a mountain and we have the photos to prove it. We decided it was a nice day. We wanted to go. We were kind of feeling, as Colin likes to say, uchi, which is an adjective describing when your body needs to move. Because it basically means restless, is that fair?
Yeah, it does. I mean, if you don't want to sound awesome.
So we were both feeling itchy, so it was a nice day. We decided we would go on a hike. So we hiked up Devil's Peak, which is the leftmost mountain of the three peaks, the three mountains that kind of make up the mountain edge of the city bowl of Cape Town. And it's 1,000 meters high. The actual hike we did was an elevation change of 600 meters.
Yeah.
And it was about a 7-kilometer loop.
Yeah.
But it was...
That last kilometer,
it was a damn difficult hike. Yeah. Yeah, there's a sign for the last kilometer. It's like, Devil's Peak Summit, 1,000 meters away. And it took us, 50 minutes to do that last kilometer?
Yeah, 40 or 50 minutes. Yeah, and I was like, as soon as I saw 1 kilometer, I was like, oh, it's awesome. We'll get there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
15 minutes. And it was like... Oh my god, because it's, that last kilometer is, I don't know, I want to say half the elevation.
It's a lot of the elevation change. Yeah. It's very, you know, it's a hike, it's not really a climb, But you have to take huge steps up and kind of pull yourself up a little bit with, you know, using a little bit of natural rock holds.
Yeah.
So when we got near the summit, like really, really close to it, we got passed by this group of Capetonians who had an unleashed dog with them. And
they, like, flew by. I'm pretty sure they jogged up it.
Yeah, they were crazy. Really, really fast. Because I thought that they were the Euro trash that we saw at that one point where there was the view.
Racist.
Those people were the dictionary definition of Euro trash.
What Robin means is, I think they were German.
They sounded German.
And
they hiked they up were, the mountain in designer and they were in clothing. Front of a,
yeah.
Yeah, they were Euro trash.
And they had a bottle of wine that was uncorked. Yeah, so, okay, I mean, I don't, right. Fair enough.
Anyway, I thought that that was them catching up with us, but it was this completely different group of South African people who had this unleashed dog with them, and it was, what kind of dog is that?
Like, yeah, it was super cute.
Was it like an Irish setter? Is that the right thing?
That sound, I mean, it like, it's like a black and white lassie, but like, it has like a white bib in the front and back, color scheme-wise.
Irish setters are red, I think. I think that's why they're called Irish setters. It was maybe some kind of setter. It was like
I mean,
that,
like long hair. I mean, I'm saying that's what it looked like.
A long hair, medium-sized dog. It seemed fine, but I'm afraid of dogs.
It's really nice. I mean, and it looked nice. This was awesome.
I was tired and freaking out a little bit because of the heights, and I was so scared of the dog behind us. Running up to us and then tackling me off the side of the mountain.
I mean, the dog literally was 30 pounds. I mean, it was a small dog.
Okay, it was a medium-sized dog.
It was just 50 pounds at the most. I mean, it's small. It's small.
I just was really scared of the dog. It's a phobia. It's not supposed to be rational. Anyway, and then when they passed us, I was like, I can't go to the summit while the dog is there. I'm going to fall off the mountain. Oh, my God. So Colin very nicely said, hey, guys, I'm sorry. So
there are, like, two points at the top of this mountain.
Yeah.
And so where they're, like, marked with these, like, steel rods, I guess. Or these steel poles with, like, concrete around them.
To mark the summit.
Yeah, and so we made it to the first one. We made it to the first one, and then these other people, like, passed us with the dog, and Rob was like, oh my god, I can't get to the next one. But, like, you gotta get to the very tip top, I mean, yeah. You know, to say you did it. And so Rob was scared, was like, no, we should just wait until they leave. And I was like,
in between these two tall rocks and, like, whispering to Colin, like, we're just gonna have to wait till they leave, I'm scared. Yeah,
and so I was like, oh, okay, I was like, this is silly. So I like walked up to them and I was like, hey guys, I'm so sorry to ask this, but I am afraid of dogs. I was
he's
like,
a cune and he blamed himself.
Yeah,
for
I was like, I have this unreasonable phobia. I was like, it's so unreasonable.
Only a jerk would have.
I was like, it's so unreasonable and I'm so sorry and I feel so bad, but I really want to get to the top of this mountain and I'm terrified of your dog. Can you guys please just hold your dog so my wife and I can come up here and take pictures? And I was like, my wife is making fun of me and she can't get over like how scared I am. And so they're like, oh my, you know, and they were really nice. They actually had a leash, so they put the dog on the leash and they like jokingly were calling their dog Killer because of my phobia. And so then,
which was really mine. Yeah. And then, like, I had this moment of, like, oh, maybe to, like, help Colin with his ruse, I should go pet the dog. But then I was like, no, I'm afraid of the dog on the mountain. I'm not going anywhere near it. So we went to the summit, and then those very nice people who very politely leashed their dog took a picture of us, which was also really nice.
Yeah.
And they, you know, we talked to them for a few minutes while we enjoyed the view. Because you get, there's, like, a 360 view of Cape Town.
Yeah, it's like, it's really pretty. You'll see some of the photos.
Yeah, and because it's pretty cool because, like, it's really, it's, like, almost as tall as Table Mountain, which is, like, the big mountain. So, like, you kind of can see the top of Table Mountain, and then you can see, like, where we live, and then on the other side you can see, like, the neighborhood we first lived in when we moved here, and then the southern suburbs, and, like, just all of this, like,
yeah,
you
get
just
a 360
so far.
Cape Town, yeah. And it was kind of cool, too, because it looked like it was raining in the distance, too.
Yeah, and then you can also see False Bay and the Atlantic Ocean at once.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So
it was real pretty, so let's pop a bunch of those photos up.
Yeah.
Yes, excuse me. So it was really great. It was really great going up there. And it's nice that, you know, like, people can go up there with their dogs, and, you know, it was nice they brought a leash too. And even when we were walking down, we left before them.
They caught up with us.
But they had their dog leashed until they passed us, and they unleashed it. Nice. Yeah, so that was really nice.
Yeah.
So it was great, you know, so it was really nice, and, you know, Robin and I were exhausted afterwards.
We were so tired.
Yeah, because it was difficult. I mean,
it was a challenging
800,
hike.
800 meters?
600 and change meters.
Yeah, 600 meters from the base, or, not, yeah, from the base of the trail.
And it was harder than the hike up Lion's Head, which we didn't finish.
We'll do Lion's Head again. That won't.
We have
to.
It's on my list of things we got to do before we leave. So, we came home and we were exhausted. We changed out of our sweaty clothes, too tired to shower, so we stinkily walked over to Eastern Food Bazaar. To give you a little background on that, like when we bought or rented this apartment, Sasha, our landlord, was like, telling us, he's like, look, if you do anything in the time that you live in Cape Town, you need to go eat at Eastern Food Bazaar. It is the best Asian food you'll ever have in your life. And then, like...
But when he sold it on us, he's like, you can get burrito, you can get Indian food, you can get German... He named, like,
The thing that's so great about it is that you can get any kind of Asian food. Like, they have Indian food, they have Middle Eastern food, they have Chinese food. I don't know if they have Japanese food, but we didn't go to all the places.
I don't think they have Japanese food.
But, yeah, they have...
Oh, is it on the other side?
I mean, there's stuff on the other side, yeah.
Oh.
It's like they have every
kind of food. It's just it's a total bazaar. Like, there are so many different...
Don't pretend.
There are just so many different... Like, it's like a collective of people that coming together selling... You know, just all these different things. Just like, it's just the definition of bizarre. Anyway, we went there and we had Chinese food.
Tune! I'm trying to tell this story with like a flow, okay?
Oh, okay.
So Sasha was like, if you ever leave the house in the year that you live in Cape Town, you must go have dinner at the Eastern Food Bazaar. It is the most delicious Asian food you'll ever eat. And then somebody commented on my blog, was like, oh, you're living in Cape Town? You need to go to the Eastern Food Bazaar. And then, like, our friend Jeff has a blog, and he writes about linguistic foibles in South African English. And he was writing about you must, how people will say in South Africa, you must, to be like, here's a suggestion. They say it very authoritatively, you must. And the example he gave is, you must go eat at Eastern Food Bazaar. So, like, it's, I guess, famous, and it's a block away from our house. We kept talking about going there on nights that we didn't feel like cooking, and we finally did it. It's very confusing for a first-timer when you get there.
It's true.
Because there's all these counters selling different kinds of Asian food.
Yeah, but you have to order, and then there's these really small, I mean, there's these menus where each counter has probably 10 different things that they sell about.
Right.
But you have to order at the cash register that's in the center, and then ticket.
Right, yeah. Take your receipt to the counter that you bought food from.
Yeah.
So now, from listening to this podcast, you know how to eat at Eastern Food Bazaar.
So that was really cool. That was really cool.
Let's sign off for realsies.
Tim, but there were so many other things that happened. Oh, we found rabbit hopping.
Yeah.
Rabbit hopping competition.
You're doing this so that I have to put that on my blog. I have to sully my blog with rabbit hopping.
But it's so sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I clapped after all the good ones, so I guess it's worth the world seeing. The world meaning my tens of readers.
Tens of readers. The rabbit hopping. There's a competition for jumping rabbits.
How did you find that?
Kim, I have my ways.
All right, well, enjoy the rabbit hops.
Yeah, and enjoy coming up with your own stories to put on the internet.
Yeah, make sure you have pictures. Pics or it didn't happen. Okay, we love you guys. Keep on keeping on.
Keep on kisses.
Bye.
Bye.
Eastern Food Bazaar.
Eastern people are bizarre.
You're a jerk.
Well, that's
racist.
They're being racist.
It's not that kind of bazaar. It's like a Harper's Bazaar.
What? There's another kind of bizarre?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I thought they were being super racist. That's why I thought it was so funny. What is this?
No,
bazaar
is like a collection of sales. When multiple salespeople come together to one place, that's a bazaar.
It's
a place
I had no idea. I thought they were
where
being
you can buy
racist.
A lot of things. Yeah.
That's what, oh, okay.
It's spelled Bazaar instead of Bizarre.
Okay.
I think I just spelled those words correctly.
Okay. Well, oh, that's awesome. I didn't know. That's very funny.